funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Streetwise Athlone.
In this series, we learn about the old and recent history of the streets of Athlone, hear the thoughts and memories of locals and tourists, and the changes we might see in the future.
Episode 33, Clonmacnoise.
Historian Garrod O'Brien tells us about the history of the area.
Clonmacnoise is an early Christian site founded by St. Ciarán in the mid-6th century on the eastern bank of the Shannon, some 21 kilometres south of Athlone. The site is a virtual storybook in stone. It is rich in art and history and includes the ruins of a cathedral and up to 10 churches, some dating from the 8th and 9th centuries and other considerably later. Two round towers, three high crosses and the largest collection of early Christian grave slabs in Western Europe. Chompal Ciarán is now believed to date from the 8th or 9th century and is an example of one of the earliest surviving mortared stone buildings in Ireland. Clonmacnoise is virtually unique because the site has been relatively unscathed over the years. It has not become a modern urban settlement, unlike Armagh and other early Christian sites. The original high crosses and a selection of the many grave slabs are on display in the visitor centre, and replica high crosses have been placed on the sites occupied by the original high crosses. This preservation method was introduced because of the detrimental nature of acid rain, which had eroded some of the original decoration. Much of what we know about the history of Clonmacnoise is from the ancient Irish annals, but there have been very significant archaeological digs in this area, especially in part of the old cemetery, which have provided great insights into life in this important monastic community. We know that Clonmacnoise was a most important centre for the development of Christian art, learning and scholarship in the Irish language. In the scriptorium in Clonmacnoise, important Irish manuscripts, including the Book of the Dun Cow, were written. Clonmacnoise also had very important metalworking workshops, as evidenced by the Clonmacnoise crozier, and of course an important stoneworking workshop, as evident by the high crosses, grave slabs, etc. St. Ciarán, like many of our ancient Irish saints, is an elusive figure. His story has been recorded and embroidered by hagiographers, but we are fairly sure that he was born near Fuarty in County Roscommon in the year 512, the son of Beoit, a carpenter and chariot maker. He studied at several foundations around Ireland, including under St. Finian of Clonard, St. Enda of Arran, and St. Senan of Scattery Island in the Shannon Estuary. He founded his first monastery on Hare Island, just off Cousin Point, before founding Clonmacnoise in the early days of the year 545. Sadly, he died in the autumn of that year, but his disciples carried on his work there, and Clonmacnoise became important not only nationally, but internationally. When we consider what factors might have attracted St. Ciarán to this site, the obvious answer would include the fact of its access to the river, which provided it with an artery of communication, and also the fact that it's located on the Escarriada, the great chain of sandhills deposited when the last ice age melted. The monastery, though adjacent to the river, is perched on top of an Escar ridge, high above the winter flood level. Clonmacnoise is regarded as a monastic city. By the early 9th century, there was a wooden bridge across the Shannon at Clonmacnoise. Today, the site attracts in excess of 150,000 visitors per annum, and it has been suggested as a potential World Heritage Site. At its height, the population of Clonmacnoise was part clerical, but with a large lay contingent. From all sides, pilgrim paths led to Clonmacnoise, and today it is still a place of pilgrimage for local people. The annual Church of Ireland open-air service is held on the last Sunday in July, while the annual Patron Day is held on the Feast of St. Ciaran, which falls close to the third Sunday in September. The modern visitor centre at Clonmacnoise has an excellent audio-visual presentation, which lasts about 20 minutes, and the guided walks with trained guides prove very popular with visitors. One of the most exciting ways to visit Clonmacnoise is by the Viking boat tours from Athlone. Approaching Clonmacnoise by boat gives us a feel for the potential which St. Ciaran saw in this site when he first approached it some 1500 years ago. And if you go to Clonmacnoise, don't forget to go to see the famous Nuns' Chapel, a beautiful Romanesque ruins which today lies outside what we would regard as the main enclosure. It was built in the 12th century by Derva Gilla, daughter of the King of Meath, and wife of Tiernan O'Rourke, King of Breffni. Derva Gilla was abducted by Diarmaid MacMurrough during a raid in 1152 and kept as his sex slave for a long time. Her husband refused to take her back and she spent her last days in this monastery. It was later seen as a very valuable and suitable retreat for royal widows and other women. It occupies a very important role as it is a unique example of an Irish church which had a female royal patron. As an example of Hiberno-Romanesque architecture, it is an absolute gem.
Marie talks about her memories of Clonmacnoise.
My memories of Clonmacnoise date back to the 60s. One of my fondest memories is Patron Sunday. It took place every September. The main event of that was a concelebrated mass with the bishop and most of the priests of the parish. It was a very important day for the people. The whole parish turned out, and people from other parishes as well. One of the things I remember about the Patron was that it usually rained, even though at that time we had long hot summers. You could guarantee it would rain Patron Sunday. It was almost like as if it was part of the ceremony. After Mass then, we did the Stations of the Cross and visited the graves of our relatives. A lot of my ancestors are buried in Clonmacnoise, from both sides of my family. We were free then to meet up with our friends and we explored the ruins. The highlight of the day, though, was the rows and rows of stalls selling all kinds of things. Every year we each got a medal and a scapular, but were told not to wear them until they were blessed by a priest. Now, the Pope visited Ireland, I think it was 79. We were all very excited because he was coming to Clonmacnoise. Myself and my friend, Kathleen Brazel, went the night before and camped under a wall. We were hoping to get near the Pope and touch his garment or some part of him, but we didn't get anywhere near him at all. The security was very tight. My father, on the other hand, arrived there at 9:30 that morning and he was able to drive straight up to the entrance. And he actually got up beside the Pope and touched his sleeve. So he teased me after it, but I was wasting our time.
We speak to David during his visit to Ireland.
I had not understood the depth of Christianity that was established in Ireland to the point. You know, I've been to the Vatican, I've seen, you know, and toured there, and I've seen more of the ancient history of Christianity in this country than I did in Italy. That's my impression, anyway. Just so many old, destroyed churches and things.
Have you been to Clonmacnoise?
Yes, just a wonderful place. I mean, it's so, I don't know, you walk in and you feel almost like a spiritual thing. It's overwhelming, really. I would have liked to have spent a couple of days there just walking and meditating and thinking about it.
Streetwise Athlone. Historical research and presentation by Garrod O'Brien. Additional research by Damien McKellen. Interviews by Amanda Gunning, Ursula Ledwith, Mel Ray, and Erica Follows Smith. Editing by Kyle McKellen. Produced by Amanda Gunning. The additional contributors to this episode were Marie Gunning and David Cockerham. Funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.